Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Joe Cocker, Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Chris Voss. We're going to get Chris back, though. He's got a lot more to teach us. He's the CEO of the Black Swan Group. He's a world-class negotiator, having spent 24 years as one of their lead kidnapping negotiators, international kidnapping negotiators. So he's been to town. He's done some important stuff before and continues to do that in the marketplace these days. His new book is called Never Split the Difference, Negotiating as If Your Life Depended on It. Chris, thanks again for being here. You say in your book that men and women, I love this kind of conversation, men and women negotiate differently. Tell us about that.
I think this type of negotiation, which is extremely powerful and very subtle, women tend to pick it up faster. And I've seen in over and over, I think there's probably more stories in my book of women hitting home runs than men. So I think we pick this up faster. I think what women struggle with a little bit more until they learn that they can, and I think it's more by example. I think it's nurture. I don't think it's nature. Women need to get better at saying no gently, at turning and walking away. And I think men are nurtured to be more aggressive openly.
Right.
And they see that as, and both of those things are essential components, because you need to be able to say no and walk away. You also need to be able to interact with somebody so they want to continue to do business with you. When you put those two things together, you got a heck of a negotiator.
Well, I've said for years that women should be better professional salespeople than men. And yet there are more professional men selling than women, than there are women. There are plenty of women selling out there professionally, but the numbers aren't as high as men. And I think it's probably true for negotiators, but to me, what you've been describing in our visit today, Chris, is gentle, the practice of sort of gentle aggressiveness, right? Would that be a good way to say gentle aggressiveness?
Exactly. I mean.
And women are naturally gentle. If they can find a way to practice some aggression with that gentleness, they ought to be better, as you, whether you said it, they're typically better at it than men.
Right. In my classes, and my clients as well, the women start to pick this up faster than the men do, and much higher percentages.
But are there more, but do you think there are more women negotiators than men negotiators?
Well, I think it's, you asked me if there are more women business people than there are men, because I see negotiations synonymous with doing business in nearly everything we do. So
right. They're
still entering at all levels. The numbers are lower, and they're still bringing them up.
Yeah. Well, the women that I know who are women business owner experts, the women I know who are in that role, tell me that the one thing that women need more of is self-confidence. And you cannot be a good negotiator if you're not self-confident. Would you agree with that?
Confidence in the process makes you confident in yourself, and with practice. I mean, you keep telling me examples, because somewhere along the line you decided you didn't have to succeed every time. You're going to have fun at it and see what happened. And as soon as you start having fun at it, then that raises your batting average extremely well.
Right. Give us a hostage story. I've got about a minute and a half. Would you leave us with a hostage story that you could tell us that where you used your skills and things worked out well?
We had a lone serial kidnapper, a serial killer in the Philippines, and it was the only lone kidnapper that I'd ever heard of. And I thought we were talking to the boss all the time because of his use of plural pronouns.
Uh-huh.
A really powerful negotiator will never say I, me, or my, though it'd be we, they, and them. But this guy is their influence, and that's what this guy did. And we got him with open-ended questions. Now, how am I supposed to do that? And this guy was a killer.
Mm-hmm.
And we had him back on his heels, and he had no idea that we were doing it to him. And we ultimately, we got him so off guard and so relaxed, we found out after the fact he killed several victims, He actually promised us he'd never hurt our victim, and we helped engineer a rescue about 28 days into the case.
28 days?
28-day kidnapping.
He helped people for 28, wow.
Well, had him locked up in his basement and chained.
I'll be darned. Hey, I need a website, Chris.
BlackSwanLTD.com.
BlackSwanLTD.com. Well, can they find the book there?
They can find the book there and find a bunch of other ways we can help them become better negotiators.
All right.
Get our free advisory letter, too.
So check that out. It's also the book's also available wherever books are sold. Hey, Chris, will you come back again? You got a lot more to teach us.
Jim, I'd love to. This is a lot of fun.
Good. I'm glad you had a good time, and you did a great job. We appreciate it very much. Chris Voss, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called Never Split the Difference. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.